He said, do what you want. Like I was, like I could have been anyone. Like we didn't share a bed or a shower or sometimes even underwear if we'd been busy and hadn't had a chance to do laundry. He said it like we didn't lick ice cream off the same cone or drink from the same cups or slurp from the same spoons. Like I hadn't seen him cry or bleed or vomit or come. Like I hadn't watched him pee or take a shit or brush dandruff from his shoulder or kissed him in the morning before he'd brushed his teeth. He said, do what you want. Like he hadn't met my parents and like I hadn't met his and like we hadn't traveled thousands of miles together to celebrate Christmas and Thanksgiving at homes that weren't ours, suitcases full of presents. He said it like I hadn't held his hand at his grandmother's funeral, at his aunt's funeral, at his brother's funeral. He said, do what you want. Like we hadn't dreamed together or wished on stars together. Like we hadn't talked about adopting a dog for me and a cat for him or having a child. Like we hadn't discussed DNR and the pros and cons of cremation. He said, do what you want. Like he hadn't proposed. And like I hadn't said yes. He said, do what you want. Like none of that. Like, I didn't, like I never, so I left.